This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is how to deal with setbacks on God's path. In the book of Ezra, Zerubbabel, who is a descendant of King David, is tasked with rebuilding Solomon's temple. And this is happening at the time when the Jews have just been released from Babylonian captivity. Now, even though Zerubbabel is embarking upon a noble task, his rebuilding efforts face opposition from every angle. There is infighting among his own people. There are petitions from the local citizens. But what Zerubbabel learns early on is that to finish the task, he has to remain committed from the long haul. There are three key takeaways from Zerubbabel's actions. First, he teaches us to keep a clear vision of the end goal. Second, his faith is always rooted in God. And third is sustainability. He is able to do this for 20 years, and ultimately the temple is rebuilt. He shows us that working for God is more like running a marathon than it is a sprint. And I find Zerubbabel's teaching so instructive because I know personally, if I'm greeted with opposition, immediately sometimes doubt will creep in, which makes me wonder if God set me on the path in the first place. Zerubbabel shows us to keep our faith strong and never let the opposition get the best of us. The scripture today is Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss using our natural mindset in the spiritual realm. Share this Be moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.